Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yud Zayin. We have here on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis and the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Maisa with Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Kishnitvis Rabbi Eliezer Laminus Helu Legardim Lidan. When Rabbi Eliezer was Nitfas, he was grabbed Laminus. What does that mean? Rashi says, Nitvas Laminus, Minim Tafsuhu L'Koyfe L'Avoydus Kechov. They grabbed him, they wanted to be Koyfe him, they wanted to force him to be Oyber Avoydus Zar. Rabbeinu Chananel says a little differently. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Amru Olav, Shemoydeh B'Shtei Rishuyus U'Dvarim Kiyotzebeh. Nitvas Laminus means that Rabbi Eliezer was accused of being a Min. As Rashi explains in a number of places in Shas, that a Min is Talmidei Yishei Anoitzri, the early Christians. So when the government, initially, before the government turned Laminus, before they themselves accepted this Minus, they were fighting the Minim. So Rabbi Eliezer was being accused by the government of being a Min. The Gemara continues, Amalei Oysa Hegmoin, Zokin Shekemois Chayasek Bidvarim Betelem Halalu, Amalois, Rabbi Eliezer answers, Neman Olai Hadayim, Kosavar Oysa Hegmoin Olavu Oymer. The Hegmoin thought that he was referring to him. But Rabbi Eliezer meant the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now the Gemara fears that Rabbi Eliezer was betzar over this incident. He refused to be comforted until Rabbi Akiva told him, "Amalei Rabbi Shema Minus Baliyotcha V'Hanoacha." Maybe you spoke to a min and you enjoyed, you had hanah from what he said. V'Olav Nitfasta. Now, L'chaira, there are two ways to learn, to understand why Rabbi Eliezer was bitzar over this incident. L'chaira, the Pashup Shad is that Rabbi Eliezer was bothered that he was Nitfas Laminus. The fact that he was Bisakana, the fact that he was accused of being a Min, according to the way Rabbi Hananel learns, these things will mitzar him. So Rabbi Akiva explains the reason why Rabbi Eliezer went through the situation was minus baliyotcha v'hanoacha, and that's why he was nitfas, and that's why he was b'sakana, and that's why he was chashud, he was accused of being a min. Now, in the Sefer Chassidim, it's mavur that there's a different shot in the Gemara. The Sefer Chassidim in Simin Reish Chav says like this, Echad tzipur l'chaveroi ani halachti bein hagoyim bevigdei kayaneim. One person tells his friend, I went amongst the goyim with begodim of kayaneim. The begodim of their kohanim, of their priests, kadei sheidoyim elohem, v'lo yaziku, that he should look like a goy, and they won't hurt him. The echad sipur, another person said, l'madati sefer gilulehem, I went through their svarim, ukshani ben anachram, ani emim mizmoirim bilshainam, I say their songs in their lashon, so they think he's a goy. Says the Sefer Hasidim, Omr HaChocham Aleichem Nemar Chukim Loi Toivim U'Mishpatim Loi Yichayu Bohem. This is not a good idea. Why? Shaharei Rabbi Eliezer Omar Neman Olai Hadayon V'Nitztayer Sh'al Kei Nitzel. Rabbi Eliezer said Neman Olai Hadayon. The Dayan made a mistake and thought that he was referring to him. And Rabbi Eliezer was mitztayer that he was saved this way by fooling the Dayan. So too these people who are fooling the Goyim are saving themselves in a way that's not correct. So we see from the Sefer Chassidim that the way he's learning the Gemara is the reason why Rabbi Eliezer was mitztayer was not because he was nitfas laminus. He was mitztayer that he had said a lashon that the goy, the hegmon, had misconstrued and thought that Rabbi Eliezer was agreeing with him. So it would come out that according to the way that hegmon was thinking, Rabbi Eliezer was agreeing that Torah was Dvarim B'Talem. And that's why he was mitztayer. Not because he was nitfas laminus. Now, l'chaira, on the tzad that Rabbi Eliezer was bitzar because he was nitfas laminus, so then we understand Rabbi Akiva's answer to him. He says, Shema minus baliot rabbanu acha. You know why Rabbi Eliezer was nitfas laminus? Was because he was nichshol in this situation where minus was bal yodah, so therefore he was nitfas laminus. But if we understand like the Sefer Chassidim, that Rabbi Eliezer was bothered that he had said neman olai adayon, and that the hegmon had made a mistake with that, so l'chair, what does it help that Rabbi Akiva tells him, shema minus bal yodah v'ano achal amayisa, Rabbi Eliezer is still bitzar, because he was saved through a statement that was mashma, that he was agreeing with what the hegmon had said, and that tzar is still here. What does it help that Rabbi Akiva told him, olav nitfasta? So Rav Shlomo Kluge in Sefer Avodas Avodah explains that like the Sefer Chassidim, we have to say what the Gemara means is like this. Rabbi Akiva told him, Shema minus baliyadcha, And since that happened, then we understand that this that the Hegmon said, Zaken Shekamois Chiyasek Bedvar Metelem Halalu, was Niba Valeodam Aniba, which means that he was referring to the Minus, he was not referring to the Divrei Torah. When the Hegmon said this Lashon, it was Minos Shemaim that Rabbi Eliezer should understand that there was a Taina on him, Zaken Shekamois Chiyasek Bedvar Metelem Halalu means the Minus that was Valeodam. So Kum Techois, that Neman Olai Hadayin is not a problem. Neman Olai Hadayin is taka true. What the Hegman is saying, that the Divrei Minus Advarim B'Telem is taka true. So Ebozei Rabbi Eliezer would not have to be Betzar about the fact that he said Neman Olai Hadayin. This is Kanira, what the Avoidus Avoida is trying to explain Pshan and the Gemara. L'maisa, the Lashon of the Gemara, V'olav Nitfasta, is a little shver. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva said, "Amalei Rabbi Shema Minus Bal Yodcha V'Hano Acha V'Olav Nitfasta." L'chayru the Lashna Gemara V'Olav Nitfasta is Takamashma Kipshutoi that Rabbi Eliezer was upset that he was Nitfast Laminus. Another problem with the Sefer Chassidim is that L'chayru the Halacha is that in such a case it's Mutter. The Mechaber in Simon Kufnun Zayin Yerideh Siv Beis Paskins Asur LaAdam Leimar Shu Eved Kechavim Kedei Shalei Yahargu. It's asur for a person to say that he's a goy, even if that's the only way for him to save his life. He's a mechuyev to be killed. It's Yahar Gval Yavar. For a person to say that he's a goy is asur. It's Yahar Gval Yavar, and the reason is because it's like Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is Yahar Gval Yavar. The Mechaber says, "Vaita avolim kidei shaloi akiru shu Yehudi mishanam al bushov b'shas hagzera." If he changes his clothing, so they shouldn't recognize that he's Jewish. Mutter, keep on shayna emeshu evik kechavim. It's mutter as long as he doesn't say he's a goy. The Ramah says, "Va'afol gav the asa loymar shehu evik kechavim." Even though it's asa to say he's a goy, mikol makam yuchal loymar lohem loshin de mishdam b'letrei apin. He could say a lashon that's mashma two ways. The goyim will think that he means that he's a goy, but he himself has kavana for something else. So there are two ways that it's mutter for a person to masquerade as a goy, either by putting on clothing, the goyish clothing, so he looks like a goy, so as long as he never said mefurish that he's a goy, so there's no iser. Or even if he says something, but as long as that lashon is mashma, could be mashma two ways. It could be mashma that he's a goyim, it could be mashma something else. So the goyim will take it one way, and he will have kavana for the other way. That's also mutter. He's not allowed to say mefurish. The only thing he's not allowed to do is say mefurish that he's a goyim. This is the halacha. So now l'chayru in our case, l'chayru what Rabbi Eliezer did was mutter. Neman alay adayon is something which is mashma l'treyanpi. It's mashma two ways. It's mashma the dayon the hegman. It's mashma the ebishta. So why does the Sefer Chassidim say that this case was usher, that Rabbi Eliezer was mitzayer, that he said something wrong? L'chayr, he didn't say anything wrong. And the cases that the Sefer Chassidim brings with the person who wore Bigdei Kohaneim of the Goyim, or that he was mezamer, the zmiris of the Goyim, and the Sefer Chassidim says that it was usher to do. Why does the Sefer Chassidim say that? L'chayr, the halacha is that it should be mutter. So maybe we could say pshat and the Sefer Chassidim like this. There's a chilik between a lashon which is mashma l'trei anpi, it could go either way, and a lashon that's overwhelmingly mashma that he's a goy. Or there's a chilik between wearing regular begadim of Ovid Kechavim and wearing Bigdei Koyanem. One is something which could be construed that the person's a goy, and one is something which is overwhelmingly mashma that it's a goy. And that's the chilik. If it's a lashon which is mashma l'trei anpi, so then the yid says it with one intention, and the goy takes it with a different intention. So who hit this atzmai? The goy fooled himself. No one asked him to take the lashon the way he took it. Mashenkin, if the lashon is overwhelmingly mashma that the person's a goy, so the fact that the goy took it that way is because that's what the person said. So that's like saying he's a goy. So in the situation of Rabbi Eliezer when he said neman olai adayon in front of a dayon. So any person would take that to mean the dayan that's sitting in front of him, and not the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Eliezer meant the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the words itself were more mashma the dayan sitting in front of him than the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Mela, that's what Rabbi Eliezer was netzayir about, that he said something that was more mashma the dayan himself than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing with Bigdei Koyanim. If a yid wears Bigdei Koyanim, so that's something that's no yid would ever do, so that's clearly mashma, overwhelmingly mashma that the person's a goy, or being mezamer, the zmiris of the Avodah Zarah, so that's again something that no yid ever does, and it's clearly mashma that the person's a goy, so then that taka would be usher according to the Sefer Chassidim. Now, the Gemara brings down what the Hegmon responded to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says that he said, Hoyol vehemanti olecha, dimus poterata. What does dimus mean? So Rashi says, dimus yihoysa shem yir osay, that was the name of his Avodah Zarah, v'nishmaba. So it's a Lashon Shvuah. Tosfos is chiluk on Rashi. Tosfos says, pirush berachame avodas kechovim shaloi nishba. He swore not with the name of the Avodah Zarah, but with the Rachmanus of the Avodah Zarah. Ki dimus loshen rachamim hu. Dimus, the word dimus means rachamim. And he brings a Yerushalmi in Masechta Shvius that brings down an incident that happened with Rav Shimon ben Yochai when he came out of the Ma'ara. So it says in the Gemara like this, Choma chad tzod oifes. He saw that there was someone catching birds. Shama baskola. He heard a baskola. Karhava Amra Dimus, when the Baskol said Dimus, Hoya Ha'if Nimlat Minapach. So then the bird escaped. The Karhava Amra Sapikula, when the Baskol said Sapikula, have a mitzvah, then the bird was captured. What does that mean, Sapikula? So Taisva says, Kula is the name of the Pach, so the bird got captured, he was trapped in the Pach. So we see, says Taisva, that the word Dimus means Rachamonis, because when the Baskol said Dimus, the bird escaped. This is what Tosfos brings. Now, Lamaisa, the Achrayim Dan over here, that L'chayre would come out, it would seem from this Yerushalmi, that there's Hashkacha Pratis on birds. That means that every bird, as it's flying along, so if the Baskol says Dimus, it escapes the trap, and if it says Sapikula, then it gets trapped. So L'chayre, that sounds like Hashkacha Pratis on birds, and we know the Rishayim speak out, the Rabban, Rabbeinu B'chai, that there's no Ashkacha Pratis only on Adam. There's no Ashkacha Pratis on Behemoth's Chayes Va'oifas. So how do we understand this seeming Hashkacha on each and every bird, whether it's going to be trapped or not? So I saw in the Sefer Avodah Brura, he brings down a number of terutzim to the Shaila. He brings from a Chidushi Radal in Breishis Rabbah, that he says that Enochanami, Avada, there's no Ashkacha Pratis on birds. But over here, the Hashkacha Pratis is on the person catching the birds. For him, it's his Parnasa. So on that is Hashkacha Pratis. Will the person be successful today or Chalila Fakert? So every time he tried to catch a bird, the Baskol would say whether he was going to catch the bird or not, because depending on his Hashkacha Pratis, that's what would happen to the bird. But Avad, there's no Hashkacha Pratis on birds that when they're not connected to the Hatzlocha of the person. Another teretz he brings from a sefer on the Kad HaKemach called Tzapachas HaShemen, on the Kad HaKemach of the Rabbeinu B'chai, that over here was Taka Andrish Be'etzem, there is no Hashkacha Pratis on birds. But over here where Shimon Yechai came out of the Ma'ara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send him a message that it was Hashkacha Pratis, that he came out of the Ma'ara and he should be Mechuzik, so Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him this. But Avada, this was a one-time thing that, generally speaking, doesn't happen. Now, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer was Nitfas Laminus because he was over this halacha of Harchek Me'olea Darkecha Zuminus. Since he heard from the Min, this Yaakov Ish Kras Achani, who was a Min, he heard a Dvar Torah from him, so he was over the Issa of Harchek Me'olea Darkecha, and because of that he was Nitfas Laminus. Now, the Achrayim here handle a Shiloh that L'chayra, this Gemara is Saiser Gemara Masechta Chagiga. The Gemara Masechta Chagiga asks on Rav Meir, Rameir hechi gomar Torah mipume da Acher. How could Rameir learn Torah from Acher? Acher was Elisha ben Avuya. The Gemara says on Elisha ben Avuya that Sifrei Minim Noishrim Echekoi, that he used to read Sifrei Minim, and he became a min. He became a renegade. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that Rameir learned Torah from him? I, the Gemara says, V'amar Rabba Bar Barachon, Amar Rabbi Yechanon, Maidach Siv, Kisiv Sei Koyin Yishmeru Das, V'toyru Yivakshu Mipiu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokesu. Im Doima Harav L'malach Hashem Tzvokes, Yivakshu Teirah Mipiu. V'im Lav Al Yivakshu Teirah Mipiu. A person is only allowed to learn from someone who's a Malach Hashem Tzvokes. So the Gemara says, Rameir Kroashkach V'dorash, he had a different pasuk. And that other pasuk is mashma that it's mutter to learn Torah even from someone who is someone who's off the derech, someone who's a min. The Gemara asks, "I kosher kriyat odi?" So the Gemara answers, "Like kasha haba katan haba gadol. A katan taka is not allowed to learn from anyone who's not malach Hashem tzivakos because there's a chashah shall get fafirt. But a gadol, someone who's already knows that he's fine, he knows that he's a gadol, and he knows that he won't get fafir, so for him it's mutter to learn from an acher." That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara brings a Maisa that Rabbi Bar Shila found Eliyahu, and he says, "My kovet Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So Amalei, so Eliyahu says, "Kamar shmeitzim ipumayu dekulu rabbanon umipumi derabmeir loyka omar." He's saying over Torah from all the rab in the name of all the rabbanon, but he's not saying over Torah in the name of Rameir. Amalei Amai. Since Rav Meir learned from Acher, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not saying over any Divrei Torah in the name of Rav Meir. So Rabbi Bar Shila says to Elio, Amalei Amai, Rav Meir rimoin matzah, Torichoy ochal klipasi zarak. He took the inside, he took the fruit, and he threw out the klipa. So what should be the problem? So Amalei, so Elio answers him, Hashta ka'amar, now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Meir b'ni oimer. Now I hear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taka saying over a shmaitz in the name of Rav Meir. Al kolponim, it's bevur in this Gemara, in Chagiga daf tezvav, that it's mutter for a gadol to learn Torah even from a min. So l'chaira, why was there a taina on Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, who's definitely a gadol, why was there a taina on him that he learned the Dvar Torah from this Yaakov who was a min? This is what the Achrayim handle. Now, Be'emes, the Shach, in Yerideya Simin Reish Mem Vav, asks a similar question. He asks it there on the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Simin Reish Mem Vav, Sif Ches, Paskins, Harav, She'enoi Hoylich B'derech Toiva, Afal Pi She'chachem Gadol Hu, V'chol Ha'om Tzrichim Loi, Ein Lameidin Mimeno Achiyach Zolamut. The Rambam Paskins, and it's based on the Rambam, that a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe, who's not Hoylich B'derech Toiva, it's also to learn from him until he's Choyzer Lamutov. So the Shach asks from this Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara is Bavur that Amir learned from Acher, even though Acher was not Hoylich B'derech Toiva. So the Shach says two terutzim. The first terutz he says is that since the Gemara says there's a chilik between a Gadol and a Katan, so therefore, the Rambam and the Mechaber left that out because Bezman HaZeh, we don't have anybody who's a Gadol anymore. Rav Meir was a Gadol. Aber Bezman HaZeh, even Bimei Chazal, says the Shach, there were people who were considered Ketanim, and they were not able to learn from Apikursim and Minim, and or from Acher. So therefore, Bezman HaZeh, it's certainly so, and Bezman HaZeh, there is no one who can say that he is a Gadol to be able to learn from a Rebbe who's not Hoylich B'derech Toiva. That's the first teretz of the Shach. The second teretz of the Shach is that even though the Gemara says Rav Meir Kro Ashkach V'Dorish, Rav Meir holds like that, but we don't hold like that. Mid the Ka'omar Rav Meir Kro Ashkach Mashma Rav Meir Svilei Hochi V'Anan Loi Kaimelon Kabosi. Rav Meir holds like that, but we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We hold taka that it's also to learn from a Rebbe who's ain't a Hoylich V'Derech Toiva. And that's why the Mechaber doesn't paskin like Rav Meir. And that's why, says the Shach, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Bar Shila found Eliyahu, Elio said to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not saying over any Shmaitzim Ipumid Rav Meir. The reason is because the Halach is not like Rav Meir. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say over a Shmaitzim Ipumid Rav Meir, and that's why the Mechaber paskins not like Rav Meir. So we understand that in our Sugyo, L'chayrut should be told in the two Terutzim of the Shach. According to the first Terutz of the Shach, that it's mutter to learn from a Rebbe who's not Hoylich B'derech Toiva, if the person's a gadol, so l'chayr ar gemara shver. What was the problem? Rabbi Eliezer is a gadol, and Enoch Hanami, he learned it dvar Torah from someone who was not hoylich b'derech toiva, but l'maisa, he was able to do so. According to the second teretz of the Shach, that we don't paskin like Rav Meir, so then l'chayr we understand why there was a taina Rabbi Eliezer that he shouldn't have learned Torah from this person. Now, l'maisa, it appears from Rashi, the way Rashi learns the gemara, that kushi mei karalesa. There's no question here at all. Why? Because the Gemara says that this Yaakov said over, what's the, he asked the Shaila, Mahu Lasa is Beisakise, L'Kohen Gadol from Estan Zayna. Is a mutter to make a Beisakise in the Harabayis for the Kohen Gadol from Estan Zayna? And he darshan the Pasik, Kime Estan Zayna Kibotza, Var Estan Zayna Yashuvu. Mimokam Atinoifis Bo, Lamokam Atinoifis Yeleichu. So this was his Shtikul Torah, that it should be mutter to use Estan Zayna to make a Beisakise for the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, "Vayte v'rabbonon haime estan zayne may darshi be." What do they darshin from the pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Kidama Rav Chizda kol zayne shenis keres lebesayf hisay keres." Any zayne that's hired will eventually have to hire someone else. Rashi explains that she becomes nivzis be'ene koil besayf rasa. Now Rashi in Dibri Amaschil v'rabbonon says like this: "V'rabbonon de les lahu hay dvar minus the Yaakov." The Rabbanon who don't agree with this Dvar Minus of Yaakov. We see here from Rashi, Amar de Gazach. Rashi is saying that it's not the pshat that Yaakov was a min who said over a Dvar Torah, and that was the taina on Rabbi Eliezer, that he shouldn't have heard Divrei Torah from a min. No. The thing that Yaakov said itself was Dvar Minus. That's the Lashon Rashi. For Rabbanan de Leslu, hai Dvar Minus de Yaakov. This Dvar Minus that Yaakov said, the Rabbanan don't hold of, and they dashed something else from that pasuk. But Yaakov himself said a Dvar Minus. The taina on Rabbi Eliezer was not that he learned Torah from someone who was a min. That taka could be his mutter by a gadol. The taina on Rabbi Eliezer was that the thing that Yaakov himself, that the zach itself that Yaakov said was itself minus. And the taina on Rabbi Eliezer was that he had a noah from Divrei Minus. That was the taina on him. And that no one says is mutter. That's pashut, that's also. Now, L'chaira, why is this thing that Yaakov said Divrei Minus? He clarified Shaila, what's the din to use Esnan Zayna to make a base Akisei L'Kayin Gadol? And he said, he was Paishit, Mimokam Atinef is Bo, Mimokam Atinef is Yelecha. What's the Divrei Minus here? Why is this called Divrei Minus? Why does Rashi call that this thing that Yaakov said, he calls it Divrei Minus? So the emes is like this. Tosfos asks over here, L'chaira, what was the Shaila? It's Pashit that it's Mutter. Tosfos in Divrei Maschel, Ma'u Lasos Beis Akisei L'Kayin Gadol. Tosfos is like this. Nira de lav me de reisa kaboy. This question that Yaakov asked was not on the deraisa level. The pshita de shari, it's pashit that me deraisa, it's mutter to use the estan zayin for the beis hakise. Why? The afilu rikuim the beis kachya kadoshim. Even a wallpaper for the kodesh hakadoshim have a shari ilav ribuya de krob. We need a mafurisha, but we need a special pasuk to be marbe rikuim the beis kachya kadoshim. So kum techais. That without the pasuk, what would I have said? That Estan Zayin is only osur as a carbon. It's only osur to be makriv and Estan Zayin on the Mizbech, but something which is not being, you're not being makriv on the Mizbech is mutter. So mele rikuim lebeis kotshe akadoshim is mutter. So there's a pasuk that's marbe, no, even rikuim lebeis kotshe akadoshim is osur. Abba says toysis aval midi dahara bayis, something which doesn't go into the mikdash bechlal, pshita deshari. It's pashit that it's mutter. So, frektosis, so what was the shayla? So it must be that Yaakov was not clearing in a deraisa level. It's pashe mideraisa, it's mutter. What he was asking was, were the rabbonon machmir or not? That's how we have to understand his shayla that he asked. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Kluge in Avodah Savoida has, he tainas on toysis l'chayra mehechetesi. Maybe Taka Yaakov meant the mideraisa. Why? Because Yaakov was the chamin. And the min is melagleg al debrei chacham, so he didn't hold of the ribui. Enoch anami, we have a ribui. That's marbe, based rikuim, the base kodesh hakadosh. But he was melagleg al debrei chacham, he didn't hold of that ribui. If you don't hold of that ribui, you have no raya that estan zayna is mutter for harabayis. That was a shayla. He held that estan zayna could be osur for harabayis because he wasn't maskim to the drasha of chazal. And memela, that's what he is. So his question made sense l'shitasa that he doesn't hold of these ribuyim. So Meili had a question, what's the din with Estan Zayna on Harabayis as a Beis HaKisa L'Kohen Gadol? So Adarabba, Yaakov was a min, and his question was Divrei Minus according to Rabbi Yisavoyda, because he was being malaglik al Divrei Chacham. The question is based on a shita being malaglik al Divrei Chacham. So according to this, we understand why Yaakov's question was Divrei Minus. Aber l'chayra, according to Tosfos, that Yaakov was asking a shayla on an issa de rabbanon, so l'chayra there was no divrei minus, it didn't leak any divrei minus in his question, so it was the divrei minus. Why does Rashi call it divrei minus? So I saw a beautiful pshat in the sefer, Avoy de Brura, he brings from the sefer l'hovenu l'chayrois, that he says like this, Yaakov's question was based on the understanding that the reason why the Torah asked Estan Zayna was because it's a davar mois. So since it's a davar mois, so you could use it for a beis hakisei, which is also a davar mois. But the MS is that the Ramban says a different pshat. The Ramban says that the reason why the Torah asked Estan Zayna is because the Zayna is being over an Isser. And she feels very bad about it. She feels guilty. So what does she do to cover up her guilt? She's menadev her Esnan to the Beis HaMikdash. She wants to bring Karbonas. She wants to be Menadavit. She wants to cover up. She wants to assuage her guilt by giving the Esnan Zayna to the Beis HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says nothing doing. A person does an Avera, she should feel guilty. And we're not going to let her take care of her guilt by being Menadavit to a worthy cause. She has to feel guilty, and she has to do tshuva on the chet. But Yaakov refused to understand this. Fakert, let a person go ahead and be menad of something. Let a person feel better. In fact, their whole religion is based on this. A person is chayte, and then he goes to the galach, and the galach he hears his confession, and then he's potter. He was yotze. He can be menad of something, and he's potter. He doesn't have to do real tshuva. The Sefer Ikum explains this that we say, Teres Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, is that because Yiddishkeit is different than every other religion. Every other religion is based on making a person comfortable in this world. A person does a chet, he feels guilty, so the religion has to come and allow the person to feel better on this world. He'll be menadiv, he'll get a communion, he'll get a confession, whatever it is, he has to feel better on this world. Abu Teres Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh, it's not about feeling better on this world, it's about Meshivas Nafesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should make the person, it should make the nefesh a pure nefesh. That's Teres Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Oibazoi, we understand that the whole question that Yaakov was asking was based on a minus, it was based on a complete misinterpretation of what a mitzvah is, of what the purpose of the mitzvah is. Oibazoi was Divrei Minus, and that was the taina on Rabbi Eliezer, that he was Nene Midivrei Minus. Now, the Gemara says that the Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon hold about this pasuk? The Rabbanon obviously do not hold of this drasha of Yaakov. So what are they darshan? So the Gemara says, Kidrav Chizda. Damar Rav Chizda, Kol Zaynashen is Keres, Libesayfi se Keres. Rashi explains, she becomes Nivzis Be'enei Kol. Everyone is Mavazah her. No one appreciates her anymore. And therefore, Vesech Rasan, she has to now go rent others. So the Beis Halevi asks a shayla l'chayro, what is the nafkamina from this drasha? What do we see from this drasha? Why would Rabbanon darshan this to understand what's going on in the world of the Zionists? What's the nafkamina? So the Beis Halevi says a gevaldik azach. He says we see a tifazach from this drasha of Chazal. If a person would ask the Zionists why they do this chet, why they do this miyistik of maisa, the Zionist would answer, because she needs to earn a living. She's doing this to earn a living, that's why she does it. Says the Beis Halevi, called Zayna Shenis Keres, a Zayna that does a Dava Mois, a Chet Mois, because she needs money, because she wants money, Libesayfi said Keres, eventually it becomes her way of life, and eventually she's Misava for that Chet itself, Ad Kidei Kach, that she'll be Secheres. When a person does something wrong for ulterior motives of earning money, eventually it becomes a lifestyle. And this is what Chazal were teaching us. Kol zayin she niskeres, a zayin who does it because niskeres, because she wants to earn money. Libesayf hi secheres, eventually becomes a lifestyle, and she does the chet, l'shem the chet, ad kidei kach, that she secheres others. Now, the Gemara brings a drasha from the pasuk, harchek me'aleo darkecho, ve'al tikrav al pesach beisa. So the Gemara darshan is like this. Harchek me'aleo darkecho zu minus, ve'al tikrav al pesach beisa zu harashus, which means both minus, and Rishus is the government, you should keep away from. Ika di Amri, Harchik Me'aleh Darkecha Zuminus V'Harishus, V'Al Tikr V'Al Pesach Beisah Zuzayna. Now the Gemara says, V'Kama, how far should a person keep away? Amar Avchizda Arba Amos, 4 Amos. So we have here in the Gemara that there are 3 things that a person has to keep 4 Amos away from. Minus, Rishus, and Zayna. The Gemara Vaita on the bottom of the Amid and Taisus and Amid Beis is Mavur that also Avodah Zarah is included. The Gemara brings a Maisa with Rab Chanina and Rab Yonason that they were going on the road, and one road led past the Avodah Zarah, one road led past the Zayna, and the Gemara says that they chose to go with the path of the Zayna in order to stay away from the path that led to the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos and Amud Beis, the Ramaschal Nezel says, Mikan yesh lomoid, shederech laharachik mipesach avoydes kechavim kol mash yocho. A person has to stay away from the path that leads to an Avodah Zarah if it's at all possible. Mishun dechsiv al tikrav al pesach beisa umuk milel b'avoydes kechavim. We said before that it's talking about Avodah Zarah. The Chazanish says that Hagam, that before we were talking about Divrei Minus, Tosfos is stelling to Avodah Zarah to Divrei Minus because of this Gemara. We see from this Gemara that the Harchik Me'aleh Darkecho, which is a chiv to be marchik from Minus Dal Ramas, applies to Avodah Zarah as well. So this is what we have from our sugya. A chiv to be marchik Dal Ramas from Avodah Zarah, from Minus, from Azoyna, in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaba brings down this Halacha, Sayin Hilchas Avodah Zarah and Sayin Hilchas Ishus. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah Siman Kuf Nun, he says it's aser to pass by the Beis Avodah Zarah B'Seich Da'alat Amos. And in Hilchas Ishus, he passes, the person is not allowed to pass by a Beis HaZoynus within Da'alat Amos. The Chazanish points out that lav dafka doesn't mean mamish pesach beis avodah zara. It doesn't have to actually be the pesach. Any path that leads to the avodah zara, the pathway that leads to the pesach, which leads to the avodah zara, is also included. Any spot which is miyuchid that a person wants to go to the avodah zara goes on this way. That's something we have to keep away from dalat amos. Which l'chayra leads to the question why it appears that we're not makbid on this halach. We pass by these buildings in the street and we're not makbid to stay dafka dalat amos away from the Pesach or to stay away from the path that leads to the Pesach. We're not makbid l'chayra to be marchik dalat amos l'chayra. What happened to this halach? So the Chazon Ish says that anytime Chazal asks her something as harchoka, then it's mutter if it's leka dak achrina. Whenever Chazal asks her something as maris ayin, then it's also even if it's leka dak achrina. It means like this. When something's also as harchoka, which Chazal wanted people to be marchik from something, what Chazal meant was, is take a different path. Walk a different way. Go a different way. Be marchik from this. Don't go near this. But if I have no choice, if I have no other path to go, there's no other road, then a person is permitted to go, because it's only us, al sarchaka. Marasayin, something which is usur, because of Marasayin, the Chazal didn't want bechlal that it should be seen that the person should be doing this thing. So that's usur, even if it's like a dark achrina. So according to the Chazon Ish, it would come out that it's mutter to pass by a base avodah zarah if there's taka no other way to go. So that takes care of the problem if there's no other path. But what happens if there is another path? What happens if there is another street to walk down, or even on this street, to be able to walk down on the other side of the street, or Baruch Dalat Amos, there's enough room? So there's a tshuva in the Minchas Aloza, in Chele Gimel Simen Mem Dalet, where he asks this shayla, and he says a very interesting thing. He says that in the Yerushalmi, it says, L'chayr mefurish fakert in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi declares this shayla if a person is passing a base avoy dezara, if he should be marchik. And the Yerushalmi says, L'hedyanat. He should not be marchik. Why? Because when he's marchik, what happens is he's being mechabed avoy dezara. He's showing that he doesn't want to walk over here because it's like Admas Kodesh. A person, when he's marchik himself from a certain spot or from a certain thing, he's showing a chshivas for it. He's being mechabed that spot. So for a person to be ma'akim d'racha, for a person to walk in a way that would show that he's respecting the avodah zarah, is also, says the Yerushalmi, Savad, he should walk straight, he should not be marchik. So Tain is the Minchas Halazar, L'chayra, the Yerushalmi is fakerf in the Bavli. How come the Poskim don't speak out that there's a machlok is Bavli in Yerushalmi in this Shaila? So the Minchas Halazar says, no, there's no stira. The Yerushalmi is talking when the person was already walking on this derech and he comes across the base avodah zarah, then he should not be ma'akim d'orchav. He should not walk away. He should not be marchik. Why? Because by being marchik, he's showing he's been mechabed avodah zarah. The Bavli is talking fakert. When a person has a choice which derech to walk on, so avadi, you should choose the derech that doesn't pass next to the avodah zarah. He should choose the path that's marchik from the avodah zarah, at least dalat amos. So like this, he's not being mechabed avodah zarah when he passes by. So it comes out according to the Minchas Halacha that the halacha would be that if a person mitchila realizes that there are two paths to walk, one path leads betoich dalat amos of a base avodah zarah, one path not, avadi is mechuyev to choose the path that doesn't pass by the avodah zarah. But if he's already on the path, he's already on the sidewalk, and he's teiched out, and he's about to walk teiched out al-amas of the avodah zarah, and the only way not to walk teiched out al-amas, if he'll be ma'akin dracha, if he's going to skirt it, and that could be construed the way the Yerushalmi is understanding as a covet for the base avodah zarah, that avadi he shouldn't do, and he should continue walking straight. Now, the Gemara darshins the pasuk kol bo'eho lo yeshuvon v'lo yasigu orchis chayim on the inyan of minus. And the Gemara darshins kol bo'eh lo yeshuvan. It's very difficult to do tshuva on this chet of minus. Ve'im yashuvu, and if they do tshuva, lo yasigu orchis chayim, they're not going to live. So the Gemara says, l'meimra dechol ha'perish mi minus mayis. Is it true that anyone who's perish, who does tshuva on minus, dies? Va'ahida asoy l'kami d'Rav Chisda. There was a lady who came to Rav Chisda, and she was moida that she had been over a lot of averus, including minus. And Rav Chisda said to her, "Tarchu lo bezavdasa, prepare tachrichim, v'loy meisa," and she didn't die. So the Gemara is asking, we see that even someone who's perish from minus doesn't die. Zakti Gemara, who do lo hadra b'shapir? She didn't do real tshuva. Umishimachi lo meisa. That's why she didn't die. But someone who does real tshuva on minus is going to die. Rashi explains that the reason is Acha shenevku b'minus einam shavim. It's hard for them to do tshuva v'im shavim. If they do tshuva, memahrin lomus mitoch tzara ukfias yitzram. From the pain of the tshuva, they die. V'zugzeras melech aleim lomus. It's a gzera from Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they should die from the pain of doing the tshuva. Now this Gemara is l'chayra akasha on the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis Mehilchas Avodas Kechavim Halacha Hei. The Rambam says like this: V'chein haminim miYisrael einam ki Yisrael l'davim in advarim. A min who's a Yisrael does not have a din of a Yisrael. V'ein mekablin oisam b'tshuva la'olam, and we're not mekabel them to do when they do tshuva. Shenemar kol bo eho lo yeshuvin v'lo yasigu orches chayim. So the Rambam brings this pasuk. And the way the Rambam learns this pasuk is that ein mekablin oisai b'tshuva li'olam. We never accept them when they do tshuva. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Makar of the Rambam from a Gemara, Masech Chagiga. The Gemara that we spoke about, Elisha ben Avuya, who was called Acher. Acher heard a baskoil, shuvu bonim shevavim chutz me'acher. So we see, says the Kesef Mishnah, that Elisha ben Avuya, who was a min, was unable to do tshuva, and that's why the baskoil said chutz me'acher. Now, the Ramach asks on the Rambam from our Gemara. The Ramach says, Tema huze, the ha-mefurish bi Gemara behedya de mekabelin. It's mefurish in the Gemara that we are mekabel amin. Aval einoi marich yomim, dechol de parish mi minus meis miyat. He's not marich yomim, he's gonna die, because someone who's parish from minus dies. Abu we mekabel them, for Rav Chizda hoi mekabelin b'tshuva. Rav Chizda was mekabel her b'tshuva, v'amar torchol az avdasa. He told her to get ready to achrichim. Even though they'll do tshuva, they won't live long. Who could say that we're not going to be mekabel about tshuva v'tzarachin? This is what the Ramach asks. So the Ramach is asking from our Gemara. In our Gemara, l'charetz mevum fakert that b'etzim they could do tshuva. Just if they do tshuva, they're not going to live. But b'etzim they could do tshuva. So why does the Rambam paskin that they can't do tshuva? So in the Sefer Beis Shmuel, he brings from the Tshuvas HaRambam in Siman Tes that the Rambam was asked a similar question. The Rambam was asked the Stira Mineu Bei. The Rambam was asked on this Rambam here in Perek Beis Halacha Hei of Avodah Zarah. He was asked from a different Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva in Perek Gimel Halacha Yudalet. Well, there the Rambam's talking about Tshuva, and he says that Minim apikarsim oivdi avodah zarah are ein lahem chelik loylam haba, and he says the lashon of the Rambam is b'medvar mamurim kishemeis b'loy tshuva avol im meis b'tshuva, but if he does tshuva harezim ibnei ha'olam haba she'ein l'chodavar she'oimid b'fnei ha'tshuva. So the shayel is the Rambam l'chayre is a stira. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is saying that ein l'chodavar ha'oimid b'fnei ha'tshuva. That means that even a min could do tshuva. And here the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is saying that ein mekablin is a loylam, that he can't do tshuva. So the Rambam answers that there's no stira. One time, says the Rambam, I was talking b'negei b'nodim la'mokim, and one time I was talking b'nodim la'chaveri. B'nodim la'mokim avada, anybody could do tshuva. Even a min could do tshuva. B'noyle b'nkoino, if he does tshuva, shleiman HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that his tshuva is real tshuva, enoch anami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept that tshuva. That's not a problem. Mashenkin, when it comes to b'nodim la'chaveri, which means for us to accept that this person has done tshuva, that much we're not ready to do. A chet of this severity, like minus and avodah zarah and apikursis, which is such a severe chet, so we can't assume that the person really did tshuva. Maybe he's just fooling us, as the Rambam. Maybe he's only doing tshuva. So since we don't know if his tshuva is a real tshuva, we can't accept him that he's not a min anymore or not an apikursis anymore. We still have to be suspicious of him. However, avad if he does real tshuva, it's an emissar tshuva. Now, l'chayra, according to that Rambam, we have a teretz to the Ramach's question. This that the Rambam says in Hilchas Avodah Zarah that we do not accept a min, a tshuva of a min, is only benodam l'chaveri, which means it's only benigea us. We can't assume that this person did tshuva, even though he looks like he's doing tshuva, but we're not sure that he's really doing tshuva. The chet is so severe that we're afraid to be seimich on his tshuva and allow him the cheskes kashrus of a regular yid. However, the Gemara here by Rav Chizda, the lady came to do tshuva beino levein koina. She wanted to do tshuva shleima ta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Chizda was helping to do that tshuva. That has nothing to do with us accepting the tshuva. We still don't believe her that she's not a min anymore. But avada, we would help her do tshuva in order that she should do a tshuva shleima klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, the Lecha Mishnah says a different teretz. The Lecha Mishnah says, no, be'etzem, whenever a min does tshuva, we assume that he did not do tshuva, not bin odom lachavera, and not bin odom lamochim. Why? Says the Lecha Mishnah, because it's mavur in our Gemara that if he really did tshuva, he would die. V'lo yasigu arches chayim, says the Gemara, which means that he's going to die. So kum techois, if this person's alive, obviously he did not do a tshuva shlema. So this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchas Avodas Kechavim, which says that we're not mekabel their tshuva, the reason for the Rambam is because if he taka really did tshuva, even in Odom Lamokim, he should have died. So al karchach, he didn't do real tshuva. If he didn't do real tshuva, we're not going to be mekabel him. So we have two ways to understand the Rambam. Either the Rambam means that we're not makabal the min's tshuva bin odom lachaver, but bin odom lamokam, maybe he did do tshuva. And taka kodesh baruch hu could be meichel. Or the pshat is no. Avifel, the person's alive, we have to assume he didn't do tshuva, but not bin odom lachaver, not bin odom lamokam. It's impossible that he did tshuva. Because if he did a real tshuva, he'd be dead. So since he's alive, al karchach, he didn't do a real tshuva, memela, we cannot be makabal him lo'olam. The difference between these two mahalchim and the Rambam is l'chayre tali in how we understand that a person who's perish from minus is miyad mayis. Doesn't mean mamish tekefu miyad. As soon as he does a tshuva shlema, he drops dead. Like Rashi says, it's exeris hamelech. Or do we assume that it could take a little bit of time? It's possible that he did tshuva shlema and he's slowly but surely dying. He can't live like that for a long time, but he's not going to drop dead mamish tekefu miyad. So therefore it is possible technically that he's a bal tshuva and still alive. And the Lecha Mishnah holds no. If he did tshuva, he has to die right away. It's impossible that the person should be alive having done tshuva. If he's alive, it must be that he didn't do a tshuva shlema. Now, the Gemara brings the Maisa of Rabbi Loza ben Derdaya, who wanted to do tshuva on his chatoyim, and he said, Harim u'gvoiz bakshu alai rachamim, shamayim v'oretz bakshu alai rachamim. And they answered, Ad she'onu mevakshim alecha rachamim, nevakish al atzmeinu. Now, Tosfos in Dibri HaMaschil Ad says two mahalchim and how we understand this. Tosfos says, Loi heyeshiva loi kach. There was no discussion between Rabbi Loza ben Derdaya and the Horem Ugvois. This is how we thought through a conversation that would happen between him and the Horem Ugvois. Inami says, Tosfos, Sar shel Horem hayameshiv kein. The Sar of the Horem actually answered Rabbi Loza ben Derdaya with this answer. So I saw in the Sefer Beis Shmuel, he wants to bring a raya from this Tosfos to a very interesting machlokes rishonim va'achronim about certain piyutim and slichos that we say. We say a number of slichos that are mashma, that we're talking to the malachim and asking them to help us with our tefillos. We say a slicha malachi rachamim mishor se elyon chalunot pnei kel b'meitav higoyon ulayochos amoni ve'evyon ulay rachim. So what are we saying? Malachei rachamim mishar se'elyon chalunot pnei melech. We're asking them to daven for us. Machnisei rachamim hachnisu rachamenu l'fnei v'ala rachamim. We seem to be asking the malachim who are machnisei rachamim to bring our tefillah l'fnei v'ala rachamim to help us with the tefillahs. So we're directing our statements towards the malachim and we're asking them to help us. So there's a shaila whether this is mutter or not. The Maral says in Sefer Nesiva Selim, Chas v'shalom she yispal kach. A person is not allowed to daven like this. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is Shehabayri is Berach Shemay loy levadi roy lespal. Vein roy lespal is alosu. We're not allowed to daven to anybody else. So davening to Malachim, asking Malachim to do something for us is a shaila of an isra of Avodah Zarah. So we're Chas v'shalom to daven like that. The Sam Sefer says that he used to be Marech in the field of Sapayim until the Shatz was finished, so you shouldn't say Machnisei Rachamim. Now, Lemaisa, there is a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Memdalad Amid Beis, which seemingly is a raya that it's mutin. The Gemara there brings a memory from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Lo Olam Yevakesh Odom Rachamim Sheyehu Hakol Ma'amtzin Es Koichoi Va'al Yehu Leitzarim Olmail. Rashi says, Hakol Ma'amtzin Es Koichoi Sheyisayuhu Malachi Hashores Levakesh Rachamim. The Malachi Hashoros should help him to be mevakish rachamim v'shelo yehuloi mastinim o'mailo. And he shouldn't have any mastinim, any enemies l'mailo by the Malachim. So it sounds like from the Gemara that a person is permitted to ask the Malachim that they should help him, sheyisayuhu b'tfilosi, they should help him with his tefillah. And this is l'chayr the makar for the tefillah of machnisei rachamim. So l'chayr we see mefurish in the Gemara that it should be mutter. And the reason is because since it's clear that he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not davening to the Malachim, all he's doing is asking the Malachim to help him daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a person who's coming to be mevakesh something from a melech, And mitoich shiflusa, because he realizes that he's not a great person and he needs help, so he's asking all the sarim and all the people there to help him ask the king for what he needs. So kum techoist, there's no chashash here of avodah zarah. He's not davening to anybody else. He's only davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's asking the malachim to help him with his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the emes is the shibalei aleket the simin reish pei beis brings from Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek taka rai from this gemara that it's mutter to say these piyutim. And the Marie Bruna in simin reish ayin hei says einei ela derech shiflus va'avdus. This is the way a person who's coming to him mavakir something from a melech and he realizes that he's a shuffle. This is the derech. He will ask anybody he can, any person there, any of the yoyatzim and the sarim to help him with his bakasha to the melech. So therefore, it's mutter. Al kolponim, there's a shaila whether these types of piyutim are mutter to say or not. And I saw in the Sefer Beis Shmuel that he wants to bring a raya from this toisvis that lecheret should be mutter, because Rabbi Loza ben Derdaya was asking the sar of the Horemuk voice to help him with his tefillah, which is mamish what the Rishayim are saying, Shibalei Leket and the Marie Bruner, that it's mutter. And we don't find that there was a taina on Rabbi Loza ben Derdaya that he was being mavakish, he was asking the Sar Shel Harim to help him with his tefillah. We don't find that there was a chshash of being mispalel to anybody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So L'chayra would be a raya from Arasugya that it would be mutter to say these slichos. The Gemara at the bottom of the Amud brings a Maisa with Rab Chanina and Rab Yonason that they were going on a road and they came Matu Lahanu Trei Shvili. They came to a fork in the road. Chad Potzia Pischa Davoidus Kechovim V'chad Potzia Pischa Debezoinis. So there was a Shaila which road to go on. Amalei Chad L'chavrei Nezel HaPischa Davoidus Kechovim D'Nochas Yitzrei. The Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle killed the Yitzhara for Avoidus Zara. So therefore it's better for us to go on that road that passes the Avodah Zarah. Am le'idach nezel ha'pischa de be'zoinois, u'nechafye le'yitzron, u'nekabal agra fakert. We're going to go past the Pesach of the Beis HaZoinois, and we're going to overcome our Yetzahara, and we're going to be mekabal agra, we're going to be mekabal schar. And the Gemara says that how did this Amoira know that he would be safe? So the Gemara brings a pasuk, mizima tishmar alecha, tavuna tinsarecha, and the Rashi explains that since they were holoich, and Oisig b'Teira, they were Seimech that the Teira would save them from Chet. Now, L'Choira, there's a Tzarechin on this Gemara from a Gemara in Masechta Baba Basra. The Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis in Masechta Baba Basra says, V'oitzem Einav Meira Ois Bera, someone who closes his eyes from seeing bad things, Omer Abchia Baraba, Ze She'ein Mestakel B'Noshim B'Shosha Oimdes Ala Kvisa. He doesn't look at the Nashim, when they're washing the clothing. So the Gemara asks, Hechi Dami, Idi Kedark Achrito, if there's another way, there's another path. So Rasha, who? He's a Rasha. He's a Rasha for going on this path. And the Rashbam explains that even if he doesn't look, even if he's Oitzim Einov, even if he closes his eyes, Afilu Haki, he's a Rasha. Why? Because he shouldn't have gone on this path. If there's no other way for him to go, Onasu, he's an honest, he has to look where he's going. So if when he's looking where he's going, he sees something inappropriate, he's an Onas. Zakti Gemara La'olam Deleka Darka Achrita, there was no other way for him to go. He should have looked on the side. He was able to see where he was going without seeing the Davara. So therefore that's the pasuk Va'oitzim Einav Meira Oizbira. Al-Kopanim, we see from this Gemara, that one's not permitted to put themselves into a matziv of Nisayin and close his eyes. The Gemara says if there's a dark achrina and he puts himself in that matziv of Nisayin, even if he closes his eyes, he's a Rasha. So what is the pshat in our Gemara when the Gemara says that we should go nezel apischa the bezenus in the chafi eliyitzron? Why are they permitted to do that? Well, chayra, they're putting themselves into the matziv of an Nisayin, and even if they'll close their eyes, it's a problem. It should be asr. So the emes is that l'cha'ira, this question is what was bothering Tosfos. Tosfos on the top of the Yomid Hid, the Ramaskal Nasal, says like this. Mikan yesh lomoid, shederech laharchik mipesach avoidus kechavim kol mashiachal. From here we learn that it's a person is responsible to be marchik from the Pesach of an avoidus zara if he's at all able. He wanted to go a pischa de bezaynes just to make sure not to pass by the pesach of avodas kechavim. Aye, how can he do such a thing? If there's ikah darka achrina, it's also to do that. The Gemara says in Baba Basra Roshahu, a person is not allowed to do that. So we see, says Tosfos, that this is not called darka achrina. It's worse to go by the pesach of avodas kechavim than to go by the pesach of beis hazaynes. So therefore, he was willing to go by the pesach of beis hazaynes just to be not to go by pesach of avodas kechavim. And Mimela, it's not called that there's a darka achrina. There's no other way for us to go, so Mimela, we have to go this way. So according to Tosfos, it comes out that this that the Gemara says when the chafye liyitzon on a kabal agra is not the reason why they did it. Be'etzem, that would be aser. If this dark achrina person is not permitted to go past a place where he's going to have to be koy for his yitzahara and be makabal the schar, one's not permitted to do that. But in this case, where the other option was to go past the avodah zarah, it's worse to go past the base avodah zarah, and memela we're going to go past the base hazaynus, and what are we going to do there? We're going to be koy for yitzahara and we're going to be makabal schar. This is the way Tosfos is learning the Gemara. So it comes out from Tosfos and Meri de Gazach that it's worse to go past the Beis HaVodah Zarah even though there's no Yetzirah than to go past the Pesach of Beis HaZayinus even though there is a Yetzirah. Al Kolpanim, the way Tosfos is learning the Gemara, it answers a different question that the Achreinim handle. The Achreinim handle a Shaila, what does this mean? Nechafi liyitzun unakabal agra? What about the Mishnah that says, Al Tiu Kavodim Amashamshir Sarav Amanas Lakabal Pras? We're going to be Kai for Yetzar in order to be Makabal Schar? That's the reason to be Kai for the Yetzar? The reason to be Kai for the Yetzar is Kashat Sivani Hashem Alekai. A person does it L'Shem Shemayim. The Amiroim Zicha would do this mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim. So what does it mean on a Kabal Agra? But according to Tosfos, it could be it's not Shver. Because this that they went on the path that passed the Beis HaZaynos was not because of the Kabal Agra, was because it was also to go on the path of that passed the Avodah Zarah. That was the reason why they went. They were only saying that since we're going to have to pass by the Beis HaZaynus, this is what we're going to do. Nechafiel Yitzron. When the Kabal Agra, we know that we're going to be Mekabal Schar. Not that we're doing it l'shem that. We're doing it because it's also to go past the Avodah Zarah. The fact is, we're going to be Kay for the Yitzron, and we're going to be Mekabal Schar. Another teretz that said on this question of Al Tu Kavodim Amasham Shem Amanas L'Kabal Pras is based on a Yesoid that is discussed in the Kedushas Levi on his Drasha for Rosh Hashanah, and it's in other Mefarshim as well. The Kedushas Levi is explaining the tefillah that we say, Kosveinu B'Sefer Achayim L'Mancho Elikim Chayim. So he says a Gevaldike Yesoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tovu Meitiv. He wants to be Mashpia, a Shefa of Hatova to his Bruin. That's why he created the world. So when we are being Mekabel the Shefa, and we have Kavana, that we want to be Mekabel the Shefa in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have the venue to be the Tevu Meitiv that he wants to be, so Kum Techois, then not only are we being Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're actually also giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol the ability to be a Tevu Meitiv to us. And that's what it means, L'mancha L'kim Chaim, Kosveinu B'Sefer HaChaim L'mancha. By you giving us life, you are giving us the ability to do something for you. So based on this Yesoid, in the Sefer Avoid the Brura, he brings down from the Sha'arim HaMutziyonu B'Halacha, that he explains that this that we say, Al Tiyu Kavod Ma'am Shem Esarav Almanas L'Kabal Pras, is only if the person's kavon is just for the pras. He wants that thing. He wants something. So he's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to be mispal because he wants that thing. That's taka. He's being over al tiu kavodim hamasham shana manas mekabel pras. But if a person is mekabel the pras, if he wants to be mekabel the pras in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to be the tevu meitiv that he chose to be, then not only is it not a bad thing, but fakir, it's a positive thing. That's the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with us, that he should be a tevu meitiv, he should be mashpi on us, and that we should be roi to be mekabel l'shefa, and thereby giving back to him the ability to be a tevu meitiv to us. That kavana is l'shem shamayim, and it's the shpitz avodas Hashem. And therefore, says the Sharma Mitzvah Malacha, that that's the pshat when they said, Nechafi Yilitzun and Mekabel Agra. Not that they were saying they wanted to be Mekabel Schar for themselves. They wanted to be Mekabel Schar in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be happy with them and be able to be a Tovu Meitiv to them. The emes is that the Mefarshim on that Mishnah say that the pras means a pras b'olam hazeh. A person should not be Meshamish Esarav al Manas Mekabel Pras b'olam hazeh. But if he's being Meshamish Esarav al Manas to be Mekabel Pras b'olam haba, which means in order to be Mekabel Schar in Olam Haba, which is Gufa L'Sanig al Hashem, So that's a good kavana. The Mishnah is not referring to that. The Mishnah is referring when he wants to be mekabel pras b'olam hazeh, but if he wants to be mesanik al Hashem and fakert, enter the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person is mesanik al Hashem and Hashem is kiviyachol mesanik, that he's able to be mashpia hatova to the person, fakert, that's a very positive kavana. That's kavana l'shem shamayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.